A $1 million fundraising pledge from the annual Rose of Hope Ladies Golf Tournament has made it possible to fund a new clinical chair position at Kingston Health Sciences Center. After raising $3.5 million over its 27-year history in support of women's health at KHSC, this year's tournament set its sights on a new, ambitious goal: establishing the Rose of Hope Clinical Chair in Breast Health at Kingston Health Sciences Center. KHSC has announced that Dr. Doris Jabs will be taking on this new leadership role. A women's imaging radiologist with more than two decades of experience, Dr. Jabs is also the longtime regional breast imaging lead for the Ontario Breast Screening Program and one of the driving forces behind the creation of KHSC's Breast Imaging Kingston, BIC, a state-of-the-art breast cancer screening and diagnostic facility. Dr. Jabs sat down with CFRC to share what this appointment means for her and the future of breast health in Kingston.
So the Rose of Hope Clinical Chair in Breast Health is truly, it's an inaugural position, and it really is an honor for me to be in this role. I've been in Kingston as a breast radiologist for, I don't want to give away my age, but I'm moving on to my end of my second decade. And breast imaging truly is a passion for me. I enjoy every day going to work. I enjoy my work. I enjoy the people I work with, and I enjoy the people that I am providing a service to. This position is very special. So this position moves us from the excellent technology that we have, the amazing facility at Breast Imaging Kingston, which if you haven't been to, you really should at least zip by to see how special it is, to a more transformative position, which is now going to bring all that technology together with the expertise that we have in the city, which is excellent across multiple disciplines. So we have expertise in primary care, family physicians, in imaging, breast radiology, oncology, surgery, pathology. And this position now is going to marry all that together, or attempt to marry all that together, and find gaps that we can close in innovative ways, thinking out of the box, in a real patient-centered or a client-centered approach. So this is going to be all about the women, the people that we serve. It's going to be about making their journey quicker, simpler, hopefully less anxiety-laden together.
According to KHSC, unlike funding for a single piece of equipment, a clinical chair position provides the time and resources for a physician to drive innovation in care, research, and education. Dr. Jabs explained the transformative power of a clinical chair role and some of her goals walking into the position.
So a clinical chair, I believe the other position that we have is in genomics. The clinical chair is very different. So the way the system currently works is we have all these specialties that do have heads of department and heads of sections, and they're all excellent in and of their own right. The surgeons are excellent, the pathologists are excellent, the radiologists, the primary care, they're all very good, but it's a bit siloed. From a patient perspective, in any case, I think it's a bit siloed. And so although everybody is doing excellent work in their area, you need somebody or something or a role to be able to tie that all together, right, for the people that experience the care. So we as care providers are excellent care providers in our area, but the people that we care for actually move within all those different areas. And so it's to bring all of that together. And that is a very unique role that we currently have at KGH. It is very forward-thinking. I'm very excited to be in this position.
And what kinds of innovation are you looking to explore? What are you excited about?
I can't give away all of my secrets, of course, right? It's going to be iterative. So I certainly have some ideas already that we're rolling out that we're going to try and bring sort of some that we can do very quickly, others that will take a little bit longer. I think one of the most important things is I'm really keen on getting a rapid access type service going at the BIC. So this can be done in many different ways, but basically it's a way to have women be seen quicker in a seamless way. We definitely are going to be updating ourselves and bringing in all the new technologies that we have. We have AI platforms, we have digital technologies, we have social media, we have all these innovative technological tools available that I think have been perhaps maybe a little bit underused. So I'm certainly going to try and bring some of those in. We have to reach out to our underserved communities. That is a definite gap that we need to address. And so those are sort of some of our initial initiatives.
Yeah. And I mean, you kind of dove into this right there, but I was wondering if you could speak to some of the challenges that we're facing in breast health and those first things that you're really wanting to address when you walk into this position.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is just my personal experience and what I've gleaned over my years of working in the field. I think some of the barriers that we have in breast health is there's some fear around it. Certainly, there are some groups that are very keen on getting screened and keen on their breast health. There are others that don't know. So education is a huge gap that we need to fill. People may just not know about what they need to do for their breast health. And then there are others, I think, that are anxious and have fears which may have a foundation, fears which may not be grounded. And so I think those are all barriers to getting screened, to being an advocate for your breast health, to getting things done. And so we need to really increase our screen participation rate in the region. That's the key thing in breast health, right? It's all about breast screening. It's all about detection. And the OBSP, the Ontario Breast Screening Program, which is our provincial breast screening program, has recently dropped the age of screen. So historically, women from the age of 50 to 72 were invited to the breast screening program, and we've now dropped that to 40. So I think there's a huge group of people out there that we could now access that may or may not even know that this is what's available for them. So it's sort of trying to take away the fear a little bit, to decrease the anxiety through education and absolutely through accessibility.
This year's Rose of Hope tournament raised $285,000, the first installment of their five-year pledge.
The Rose of Hope is very special. They are a very energizing and inspiring group of women. Although I've been aware of the Rose of Hope and we've had them support multiple technologies at the BIC, our MRI is coming online early 2026. They were fundamental in other technologies at the BIC to include our prone biopsy table and prone biopsy device. So they're not new to me. I'm not new to them. But the Rose of Hope tournament this year, which was all about this clinical chair position and their fundraising for that, was truly humbling, inspiring, energizing, all at the same time. These women are a very dedicated group of women to truly improve the care that the women in our region are receiving. It's fantastic.
This has been Christina Laurie with CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.